This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
And that is in my...
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Good morning, central Nebraska and the world, as we are on the World Wide Web, of course, at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's The Doug and Danny Show. And we are pleased to be with you on this November the 5th, where our country will never be the same. Election Day 2008. Glad to have you along with us. This show may never be the same, so we're glad that that could possibly be happening. It's playoff day. High school football playoffs coming up. Also, Bob Jensen joins us from Huskerland Prep. And Micah Brown, former Kearney High Bearcat, All-Stater. And he is playing at Kansas. We'll talk with him in the second half of the show today. Daddy?
All right, great day to be an American. The people spoke. The people were heard. Help. Power to the people, I guess.
Well, it is strange because obviously the state of Nebraska is going to vote Republican no matter who the Republican nominee is, no matter who the candidate is. Nebraska is always going to vote Republican. So when you wake up and you talk at a talk show, sports talk show in Nebraska, pretty much everybody that is going to be listening today voted Republican yesterday. Not everybody, but a lot of people voted Republican yesterday. And I don't know how upset people can be or how happy they can be today, but this country will move forward, and we will see a new face. And I think everybody is ready for that.
Change, yes! That's what we want. We want some changes in the playoff race tonight. Some more teams bounced out of there.
We've got plenty of games to focus on, a lot of games on the radio. Let's give you the rundown again, and don't forget, every game that's on the radio is also on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com, so friends and families or alumni that can't come to the game or aren't in central Nebraska to hear the game on the radio, have them log on at ESPNSuperstation.com. Here on ESPN Radio, 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock kickoff, Elm Creek will be hosting Creighton. On KHAS, it is Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Broken Bow. On Power 99 FM, a doubleheader. 4 o'clock kickoff, Axtell hosting Newman Grove. And at 7 o'clock, Ravenna at Kearney Catholic. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, 3 o'clock kickoff, Clearwater Orchard is at Franklin. And that will be followed by Blue Hill hosting Cambridge at 5:30. So those are the games on the air. And when we are done with the Ravenna Kearney Catholic game on Power 99, it will be the Midway Friday Night Scoreboard Show with a recap of scores from throughout the state.
Well, Millard West just scored again. I just had to get that in there, 77-0, their first round. Doug, you bring up the first game you brought up is Elm Creek, and it's interesting for Central Nebraska. It's one of those times for a team from Central Nebraska is going to have to stand up and make a case for Central Nebraska football versus that Northeast Nebraska style of football. They've got the opportunity at 5 o'clock today. Creighton, you know what? Haven't saw them play, but I bet they're going to come at you running the football. I bet it's straight downhill. I bet it's straight between the tackles. Here's what they do. It's nothing fancy. Can Elm Creek stop it? I don't have the answer for that. I know, you know, we saw Elm Creek. We like Elm Creek's players.
Oh, we saw Creighton. This is almost the exact same team they had last year that came up and won a shootout in the opening round with Ravenna. Came in with that 4-4 record and won a shootout, and Ravenna had a chance there in the last couple of minutes to tie the ball game up, but had a fumble, and that was the end of that. And then they went on and won their second round game, and Creighton has been eliminated the last 2 years by Blue Hill. Blue Hill has went to the state finals the last 2 years. There's a possibility that Creighton and Blue Hill could match up again, but I think there's a lot of games here today, you know, of what, A, what we want to see, B, what we might see, especially moving on in C2. You've got a lot of traveling going on today. You've got a Ewing going to a Loomis. You've got a Clearwater Orchard going to a Franklin. You've got a Creighton going to an Elm Creek. As C&D continues today, you've got a Broken Bow, which isn't Northeast, but it's coming down to play Hastings St. Cecilia. And it will be interesting to see how a team that won 61-0 last week in Broken Bow will come down and be lucky to score against Hastings St. Cecilia. And that's going to show you a lot of the difference of why the farther west you get, the more knocks you get on your athletic teams.
Yeah, you're exactly right on that. And that, you know, nobody's there's a game that you look at a Hastings St. Cecilia team that was taken out last year by Pierce. And I thought that Hastings St. Cecilia team was as good, and getting to see them the one time we did last year, as good of a football team as ever C1 and saw. I thought they looked like a program when they took the field. They dominated continually. And then one of the Northeast factors entered in, and they didn't make it. And this may be a changing of guard. Now, I think Hastings St. Cecilia, Coach Tesmer wants a chance and I don't know if you say right this ship or to make a statement that, yeah, we are better than the Northeast and we want to prove it again. And if you don't go through one of those teams, I think it diminishes a little bit of what you're going for and the goal and that gold medal at the end. And I think Hastings St. Cecilia wants a piece of one, two, or three of those teams. But there's so many other great games going on.
There's also some games tonight that involve teams that have injuries. Pleasanton and Anselmo Myrna. Anselmo Myrna has lost their best player in Stephen Rush. Will that give Pleasanton a chance to beat them? Also, you've got great matchup between Ansley and Hayes Center in Class D2. Coaching matchup, Lawrence Nelson goes out today, and they have a tough football game as they take on a brooding Davenport team that no one has found a way to stop. And I guess if someone's going to find a way to stop him, it might be Lawrence Nelson. But they are going to have their hands full today as well in the eight-man ranks. St. Paul and Gothenburg. Somebody's going to get the opportunity to take that 4 or 12 seed, as the case may be, in C1 and move on to a state semifinal. Because whoever comes out of that's going to take on Shadron Crofton. Shadron's still traveling right now to Crofton. That's a 2 o'clock Central Time kickoff this afternoon. So their day is pretty much taken care of. Crofton, we saw beat Minden last week. I think, anybody can come out of that four teams there and then get dismantled by whoever comes out of the St. Cecilia-Pierce matchup.
But I'm saying, I think right now, Hastings St. Cecilia says, Pierce, go ahead and take care of Central Catholic. That's perfect for us. You know what? Crofton, go ahead and take care of Shadron. We'd like to see you take care of St. Paul or Gothenburg. We'd like to see you down the list. And then, you know what, Northeast team? Come from your side of the bracket. I think that's what Hastings St. Cecilia wants. If you're drawing the perfect bracket at Hastings St. Cecilia, you want three of those teams to stand up and make your statement for this football season to show you're the best team in Class C1. And I think there's something.
You're the best around. Nothing ever gonna keep you down.
That's a great Karate Kid moment, by the way.
Don't forget, you can email the Doug and Daddy Show to the Dent Popper inbox anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we might take one of your emails as a nomination for the Turkey of the Week. Someone, something, strike you as a total turkey, then nominate it for our Turkey of the Week. You can win a 15-pound smoked turkey for the holidays from Schroeder's Smoked Foods in Shelton. And, Daddy, you've got an email that addresses that.
Yes, I do, right here from the Den Popper inbox. This comes from Rocky. Glad Coach Bo didn't bring up anything about Russia like the ladies' basketball coach did. Otherwise, we're next to get bombed. Turkey of the Week goes to the idiot in the NFL that leaves pot in his vehicle. You're a professional. Also, go Bobcats, 98 grad. Thanks for that email. So we're nominating. Yes, you leave some marijuana. What's going on with the marijuana in the NBA?
So evidently that one didn't make the cut.
No.
Okay.
Derek, why would you make that much money and then do that?
They're idiots. Pure and simple.
Stay with the Dead Popper inbox. A lot was made yesterday, as you heard the press conference, about Bo Pelini's temper. Way too much.
Front page of ESPN, by the way. Article about Bo Pelini's temper and him talking to Osborne. Front page. Front page, one of the ESPN.com, one of about the eight things they list, is about fourth.
Wow. Bo's temper, this is from Ken, who says, Bo needs to do a better job of picking his fights with the officials. However, I welcome his passion. That's something that has been sorely missed since Charlie McBride left. When you guys were in diapers, I watched Tom Osborne stand on the sidelines like a pillar of salt while his team was getting hosed by SEC and Big East officials in the Orange Bowl year after year. Ken, thanks for the email.
I'm wondering, I just sat back after yesterday and I thought about, you know, Bo Pelini's saying he knows he needs to do a better job, but when you're in that heat of the moment, I don't know that that's something you can control. I'm not something that you can change that at age, what, 40, what's Bo, 45 years old? 40, 43 years old? I don't know that you change that. That's just something that happens. And I'm with you, Ken. After the last 4 years, any emotion, you know, beside, I guess, pulling a Woody Hayes that was laughed about yesterday, you know, is good emotion to me down there.
We're going to take an early break here on the Doug and Daddy Show because Bob Jensen is going to join us to talk more Husker football or high school football, plus high school volleyball playoffs continue. We have some pairings and some updates where the district finals are going to be later this week. We'll get into all that and a whole lot more. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Economic atmosphere. Is there any good news? Yes, there is, and the good news comes from First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Eustis, and Clay Center. If you've been looking for a CD special with a bank you can trust, here it is, 4.02% APY. This is a 15-month CD offer, $500 minimum deposit. Again, First Bank and Trust, for a limited time, is offering a 15-month CD special, 4.02% APY. Visit with any of the staff at our three locations. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Eustis, Clay Center, member FDIC.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in, let the games begin.
Home of high payouts, great food, and cheap beer. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill. Every sport, every team, every game, all on over 50 TVs. Enjoy DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, ESPN Game Day, the NFL Network, plus all regional and local sports channels. And Hastings Keno always carries Husker football and pay-per-view, and there's never a cover charge. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in and let the games begin.
When a restaurant offers up prime rib to a Nebraska audience, it knows its reputation is on the line. And that's why it's no small event that Skeeter Barnes not only offers up a succulent 10-ounce prime rib, slow-cooked and juicy, served with tempting sides. But on top of that, put a midweek special price of $15.99. Wednesday prime rib, tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Join us as Wednesday is ready for prime time. Prime rib tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange, Kearney. Food's so good, don't be surprised if your mouth waters and you get goosebumps at the same time.
The most recommended by far, Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Thursday night, the NFL season goes midweek as Thursday night football kicks off with the Denver Broncos taking on the Cleveland Browns. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Dennis Green and me at Brown Stadium for all the action. Can Jay Cutler keep his team on track towards winning the AFC West crown? Or will Romeo Crennel's squad deliver the upset? Broncos, Browns, if it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
Catch all the action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Yeah, Joe Biden's legs, Sarah Palin's legs. I don't know. I guess we're getting shows. That's what we're getting. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Yesterday, we enjoyed lunch at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. We ask you and invite you to do the same. Kearney or Grand Island, a great lunch yesterday. And, of course, the Chicken Coop right there for you is the best place to watch sports in town, whether it's over lunch, whether it's in the evening, whether it's the weekend. There's not a bad seat in the house. Great lunch specials every day and great food and drink specials every night. Catch all the Husker games at the Coop, including this Saturday's Kansas game, available only via pay-per-view. So you got the Huskers Saturday, you got NFL Sunday, you got Monday Night Football, and you kick your week off on Thursday because there's a special Thursday edition. And what's that on?
NFL Network.
Who gets that?
Yes, the Chicken Coop does.
That's right, people. So you can get football, 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 and get whatever else you want going on with basketball starting up, which is amazing, and all the other sports that are there. And don't forget, during NFL Monday Night Football, $2 you call it. Come out, check out the great menu, from their appetizers, from their quesadillas, to their tacos, to their burgers and pizza, to their wings, to the ribs, which you had yesterday.
I had ribs yesterday, but you might have a new favorite.
No, I love that. I've loved that since the first day. Again, you just don't listen.
Okay.
That was the first time I ever had that.
Well, the first
unbelievable.
Pepper steak.
The peppercorn steak. Outstanding. Love the peppercorn gravy. Get a little hash brown casserole side. It's good to go. I love it. I love it. I want some more of it. Breaking news, but we're not going to do anything theme-wise here. We're just out this morning, the Division II preseason women's basketball poll in the University of Nebraska Kearney is going to hold down the final spot there at number 25. The Lopers come in at 25th. They take on Nebraska tonight at an exhibition game at the Heartland Event Center. But UNK, 25th in the preseason coaches poll. Northern Kentucky, the defending national champion, is number one, followed by California of Pennsylvania, Washburn, Franklin Pierce, and Alaska Anchorage. West Texas A&M is sixth. Drury sets in at seventh. And just taking a quick scan here, UNK, the only RMAC team that is in the top 25.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
One round of the playoffs is in the books, and we get ready for second round action with C and D tonight, A and B coming up on Friday. And once again, it's Wednesday, and that means Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Bob, good morning.
Duda, good day.
How's your platform?
Well, I tell you what. You know what? Here's the deal. Learn how to use a jack, my friends, okay? Learn how to use a jack, because your day will come when you are somewhere near Plainview. Well, only to find out you've got a flat tire that's not only flat, it's blown out, and the rest of your day is wrecked. That was my lesson last week. Anybody who reads my stuff knows that I was distraught at best, stranded at worst. And I can tell you this, that little donut thing to have you use as a spare, God did not put me on this earth to drive 40 mile an hour on the open road, okay? I chewed off my fingers to the second knuckle. But I'm better now and ready to see some football.
Bigger jacks, bigger tires in the Ford Focus, my friend.
That's right. That's right.
Robert, we get ready for, we've hashed out what happened last week, so let's just go ahead and get right into what's going on this week. And let's start with Class C1. It looks like it's Hastings St. Cecilia's to win in the West, with Pierce possibly as an obstacle. And in the East, Norfolk Catholic is getting as much play with Boys Town as anybody. I'm not sure anybody thinks that the two best teams in the state are actually going to make it to Lincoln.
Well, yeah, you got a lot to choose from there. And, yeah, based on what I've seen, and I've seen basically everybody that you consider a top contender in C1 except for Boys Town, St. Cecilia's got the best football team. Now, best football teams don't always win. Sometimes that happens. But right now, if you're asking me who's got the best football team, and we don't have them rated number one, but I would tell you that if they were to play Norfolk Catholic, if you want to throw everything out the window and just jump right to it, right now that's who I'd take. But a team that you know, you just don't, when you hear Syracuse, you don't think football. I mean, that's just how it is. That program has never been much of anything in football. Last year they did make it to the quarterfinals, and they got everybody back. And I did see these guys, and that's a good football team. And I know there's going to be a lot of talk. You know, somebody's going to win between Boys Town and Norfolk Catholic. And there might be a sense that, okay, there you go. There's your finalist. That may not be the case. Syracuse has played progressively better all season long. They've got a lot of experience. They've got an outstanding lineman by the name of Thomas Volkmer, a kid that I interviewed that I like a lot. Their backfield is loaded. They've got a sneaky little quarterback by the name of Adam Vogt. He's one of those little guys, 160 pounds. You can't ever find him, and by the time you do, he's done something bad to you. And they got a big running back by the name of Jake Welder. It's a good team. But right now, when you look at the West, you know, St. Cecilia certainly looks like the best team. Now, it should be noted, you know, it's real easy to kind of downgrade Pierce after if you just saw the score at Norfolk Catholic. However, if Pierce had, A, been able to snap the ball on a punt, B, been able to catch the ball on a punt, and C, been able to actually kick a punt, that ball game would have been nothing like it wound up. But in a span, it was a lot like the Nebraska-Oklahoma game the other day. In a span of like 3 minutes of clock, you know, the game went from being 3-0 Pierce to goodbye Pierce. So I doubt if that's going to happen again. And so, you know, Pierce St. Cecilia is almost undoubtedly going to happen. I think it'll be a good ball game, but St. Cecilia right now looks really good.
Bob, when you look at the seeds and you see like a 4-12 in David City and Bishop Newman, is there one of those games that you say, boy, that's closer than those seeds? I mean, anything that you think one of those higher seeds, boy, that's an even game at best?
Daddy, good morning to you. And the answer is no. That game is not going to be close. Sometimes, you know, those seeds are screwy deals. You know, the example that we'll use forever now will be last week when Newman Grove beat Eustace Farnham. Poor old Eustace Farnham wins 7 in a row, loses their last two, and there you sit. You know, what kind of season did you have? If you ask those kids right now, they'd be disgusted. You know, in a few months, they're going to look back and say they had a great year. But the point is that they were seeded number one. Whether that was the right thing to do, numerically it was, they earned the number. There you go. Kind of the same thing here. Newman had a really tough start to the year. I was really, frankly, disappointed with how they played the first couple weeks, but they kind of got things going. Their offense has been scoring a lot of points, and they have got skill players that are just unbelievable. Anybody that saw the finals last year remembers that little McGill kid, a quarterback. He almost single-handedly beat Pierce. So that's a good football team. David City, they lost 4 in a row going into the state tournament. Managed to get a real impressive win. SCOTUS had a pretty nice ball team, and David City beating them was a real feather in their hat. But using that as an example, that's going to play out like a 4-12.
St. Paul Gothenburg is another 4-12, and that one in the West bracket. But I will say it once again, Bob. It's good. It's a good thing we got 32 teams in the playoffs. A lot of these teams that won in the first round would not be advancing on and have that chance to do so. And I you don't have to go 12. You don't have to go 16. I'm talking number 9 Crofton. Who knows if they would have been in the playoffs had we just had 16 teams? Let's go on to C2, and this is pretty even. This might have, of all the classes, the best chance of a West team doing something at Lincoln, I think. What do you think?
Well, that could very well be. I'll tell you what, here's a little something, dude. When I took a look at this bracket, where we sit right now, what we try and do on our website is identify a game, pass it off as the game of the week, the most significant contest. They're all the same. All these games are the same. You look at them, and they're good ball games. I don't think there's going to be a rout anywhere, and I think there's a real distinct possibility there's going to be a couple of upsets. And as far as the East-West deal goes, yeah, there is a lot of possible combinations. More than any class, this thing is wide open. Now, the one caveat, and I think it's only fair to point out, Stanton is rated number one for a reason. Stanton, last year, they only lost 3 games. They were by a total of 15 points to three teams that were in the quarterfinals. Okay? They have everybody back. But still, Stanton has, rightfully or wrongfully, they've kind of been tagged with a team that maybe doesn't do as well in the postseason as you think they might. Well, I don't know how it's going to play out from here. My suspicion is it will be pretty good. But what they did late in the season, Doug, was, you know, they looked some really good teams square in the eye and put them in their place. And I think this particular Stanton team has actually gained momentum as the year has gone along. And I think they are a legitimate number one seed, and they are the team to beat. And that's not always the case. But when you get past them, and you don't have to go very far past them, there's all sorts of possibilities. And if there's one team I'm nervous, if there's one team that I'm nervous about, you know, Elmwood Murdoch is undefeated. They played one game that really mattered. They beat Bergen by 1 point on a muddy field. And they're going to play Ponca. And Ponca is only 5-4, but they've played the schedule. They have beaten some really good football teams. And like every really good high school team, you got to have that one guy. And they've got a guy by the name of Jared Curry, who goes about 195 pounds. He plays running back. They got a big old offensive line in front of them. They're not all senior laden. There's a lot of juniors that play on that team. But they're really coming into their own, and that is definitely got an upset possibility.
Bob, I guess I look at that west side of the bracket, and it's kind of central Nebraska versus northeast Nebraska. Can central Nebraska hold up to those northeast teams?
Well, I think in the case of Elm Creek, yes. I think Elm Creek's going to beat Creighton. I think Elm Creek earned its stripes those last 2 weeks, Danny. I mean, the regular season, those were big wins. And the suspicion all along was they were pretty good. Well, they proved that they're more than just pretty good. They're really good, and they're getting better. And, something we've talked about before, Elm Creek's got, they've got some veterans. They've got some guys that have been around the block. They've got some guys that are very explosive at the skill positions. And, they can beat you so many different ways. They can grind it out behind that offensive line. They got that power fullback that can get you the short yardage. And if you turn your back, pick a Foster. They're gone. So, I think they win that game, and I think that's going to turn out to be just fine for the folks in Elm Creek.
Well, we touched on D1 a little bit, a lot of those north-south, not all northeast, southeast, or southwest type of games, but there's going to be some good ones there. And there's going to be some kids hitting each other in the mouth in D2 tonight.
Yeah, there are. There are some great ball games in D2, and I guess two of them, and again, there are a lot of really good ball games. I guess before I say anything else, I would want to preface what I got to say by giving a shout out to one of the fine young men I've had a chance to interview over the course of my time, and that is Stephen Rush. Stephen Rush is an outstanding football player for Anselmo Myrna. He's a great kid, somebody I enjoy personally very much. Stephen Rush wrecked his knee against Ansley at the end of the regular season and is done for the year and won't play any more high school football. His team will continue to, they'll plunge ahead. They've got a couple decent kids that will step in his place. Actually, one of them is his younger brother and another kid, Colton Rush, and another kid by the name of Jacob Parsons, who's another tough little dude. And I think they're going to find a way to be Pleasanton today, but I do think that is one of probably the most significant development in D2. I mean, there's just no way that you can replace a kid like Stephen Rush. Having said that, the two games that catch my eye the most are Ansley and Hayes Center and Lawrence Nelson and Bruning Davenport. And I don't know, Hayes Center's been on cruise control for a long time, and I think I figured that up. Realizing, of course, I went to a public school, but I think it comes out 75-10 the last five games they played. Can they go the distance? Because I think they're going to have to against Ansley. I think Ansley's speed is going to find a way to make that a very interesting ball game. I still think it's Hayes Center's game to win, but how Hayes Center plays that second half, we'll see. And the other game, there are very few coaches, and this is only about Lawrence Nelson I'm talking about, but I have a lot of respect for Gary DeBoer. There's a reason that man's won over 300 football games, and I think he finds a way to upset Bruning Davenport tonight. I think that those teams are pretty even. I think that Lawrence Nelson hasn't put up the make-believe numbers that Bruning Davenport has. Bruning Davenport has just absolutely slaughtered the opposition, and they did beat Lawrence Nelson in the last week of the regular season, but I think that's a game that Lawrence Nelson wins.
Well, Bob, obviously the A and B will take place on Friday. We got the two local teams, Kearney and Grand Island, going. Do you give obviously both of them underdogs, and I think a lot of people's minds, are they underdogs in your mind?
Yes, they are. But yeah, but again, Daddy, that's just it, man. Those are two good football teams. If I'm Omaha North, I'm terrified playing Kearney because I don't know who's going to show up. If Kearney plays like it has in its very best ball games this year, and there have been a couple where they've just been absolutely lights out, they win. I mean, they can beat Omaha North. I don't have any doubt about it. You know, Omaha North has beaten some good teams and played very well almost every night out. But the thing that still sits in the back of my head is the night they played Omaha Burke and got beat by 3 touchdowns. You know, so, you know, it's entirely possible. And, of course, you know, we all know about Coach Kuhl and his staff. You know, those kids will be prepared. I have no doubt but what Kearney will play well tonight, or Friday night, rather, and as a result have a good chance to win. And the other game with Grand Island and Prep, this game may be 0-0 until sometime middle of Saturday afternoon. Both those teams play such good defense, and neither one of them is terribly interested in throwing the ball around a lot. They would just as soon identify to the defense where they're going to run it, hand it off to a guy, and then have everybody run into each other. That's a lot of what that game's going to turn out to be. I'm not sold on Prep the way I should be, I suppose. I know they're very good, but for a team that's undefeated this late in the season, I just feel like they are vulnerable to a sense. Don't ask me why. But Grand Island I've liked from the start of the season, and you know, they managed to put that first night's game against Kearney behind them and play very well last week. You know, Christmas came early. You don't get that many turnovers from a good football team very often, but Grand Island took advantage of it. I don't know that it would take 6 turnovers for Grand Island to be able to win that game, but I do think Grand Island would have to get a couple breaks, but I definitely think that could wind up being a touchdown game. Where a break like that, a special teams play or a turnover could be the difference.
Well, you bring up Brandon Kuhl's staff. You have no idea how many times I rode in Brad Archer yesterday.
Wow. Bob Jensen.
Well, here's the deal.
No. We got to keep it to a half-hour segment. Bob Jensen with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Can I say 2 words?
Yeah, say 2
Steve,
words.
Steve Cherry. Okay. Steve Cherry makes that staff, and I think he'd be the first to tell you.
Oh, boy. Bob's getting ready to get on the road. We're getting ready to talk to Micah Brown. We'll let you get out of here with this, Bob. What is the game of the day?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, of course, the easy answer is the game you guys are broadcasting.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to see 6 of them today, and frankly, the one I'm most interested in seeing is probably the Lawrence Nelson Brewing Davenport game. I think there's a lot of intrigue in that game.
Robert, we love you.
You know, the feeling's mutual, but I've been trying to keep that off the air. Okay?
Bob, we will
Let's just trade email for now, okay?
I hope we get a response. Should we do this again Monday?
You know it.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
All right, thanks, boys.
Bob Jensen hitting the road to watch some football. If you're going to get to 6 games, he's got to get going. So Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, love having him on all the time, every week, as we get ready. And he'll join us again Monday when we'll be down to the quarterfinals, the quickest turnaround of the playoffs. And it seems even quicker because Saturday and Sunday in there, you know, you just kind of, you're into the college NFL, and then Monday, oh, hey, we got a high school game we got to go take care of. So that's what's going on, Bob Jensen. Tony, I mean, me and you, we're going to be at Kearney Catholic Ravenna tonight, and that could be very competitive. If you could pick a game to go to anywhere in the state tonight, I think Burwell-Giltner, just from a purely offensive standpoint, I'd like to see that game, but I think Croft and Shadron could be interesting. And we're not quite familiar enough with some of these teams in the East. But, you know, Cambridge Blue Hill, I think, is going to be a whale of a game tonight as well. What's one that kind of sticks out to you?
Well, I think one that there's a pretty decided underdog, and you would look at the first time they played, is Maxwell Elwood. But you go back in that game, kind of a snowball effect, and like an 8-man game happens, and things kind of got out of hand in the second half. I think that's one that could be intriguing, come down to the wire, especially if people are healthy.
I'd love to see Hayes Center Ansley, too, because Bob mentioned Hayes Center having to go up against speed. Well, that's what they went up against last year in Elwood, and it went down to the fourth quarter before Elwood finally put that one away.
You know, Newman Grove Axtell, Doug. I mean, you're picking area team. There's a 16 over the one. Are they really, you know, did they beat the one? I mean, does Axtell come out and just make a statement here?
With all due respect to a good man and Bill Mimic, this will not be a close game. I mean, we're going to have it for you on Power 99. I would be surprised if that's a close game. I mean, this is, and for 2 reasons. I think the way they match up, Axtell, power, running, bigger, stronger. I mean, I think they just wear them down if it is close in the first half. And secondly, they've already pulled their upset. And yes, once in a while you have a team, but you kind of know about these teams. I mean, you always go back to the NCAA basketball tournament. You knew about Davidson last year. You know about Gonzaga's. They come in with great records and don't get great seeds. Well, that's not necessarily the case here with Newman Grove. Their record wasn't bad. They got a shoddy seed, but I would be surprised. I guess of all the games in the area, and we don't sit here and pick high school football games for this reason, because I hate to say, well, I think Axtell's going to win and win handily, because you just never know. But of all the games that are in the area tonight, I think Axtell and Hastings St. Cecilia will probably have the easiest times winning.
I think that's tough to argue. I'm with you on that.
We'll take a break, and we will be joined by Micah Brown, Kansas Jayhawk, former Kearney Bearcat, as the Jayhawks come to Lincoln to take on the Huskers right after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Barrett from Big O Tires. I know money's tight, and it seems like prices are going up and up on everything. But at Big O Tires, we've lowered our prices with a killer deal on Goodyear tires. We've got the Eagle LS2 size 195, 65, 15 at just $59.95. Plus, we've got Wrangler all-terrain tires starting at just $89.95. Shop around. I guarantee you will not find a better price in high-quality Goodyear tires. So start saving now at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
So, Bergwood, where's your lovely new bride?
Oh, well, you know, it turns out that she hates college football.
Whoa, that's not good.
No, it's fine. I'm just going to call my Allstate agent.
Why?
So he'll get me a new wife.
No way.
Yeah, it's called new spouse replacement.
But you just got married.
Yeah, but if your new spouse is a total disaster, Allstate will give you a whole new spouse for up to 3 years after your wedding.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's not new spouse replacement. It's new car replacement. And it's just one great part of Your Choice Auto, only from Allstate. Proud sponsor of college football and the Allstate Sugar Bowl.
Wow. That means I could get married.
Are you in good hands?
To who?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
This vitamin, that supplement, you hear all the ads, but how do you know what you need? Let the experts at General Nutrition Center in Kearney help. They'll help you find the right product, whether you want to lose weight or increase performance or add muscle. They can help. GNC is proud to introduce their newest and safest guaranteed weight loss formula, Complete 500. Get started today by stopping by GNC in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. GNC, live well.
Now that it's getting colder outside, what are you going to do for fun? The Big Apple Fun Center in Kearney has the answer to that question with Wii Golf and Bowl tournaments for all ages. Get your team registered today for the 9-hole Tiger Woods 2008 Golf Tournament and the 10 Frames of Brunswick Pro Bowling Tournament on the Wii being held at the Big Apple Fun Center November 13th. $5 entry fee and sign up ends November 12th only at the Big Apple Fun Center in Kearney.
We would like to play.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a chance of some scattered showers developing as well. High temperatures will stay up around 64 with winds turning to the west later today at 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see some showers possible with a low at 36. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Today.
back on the Doug and Daddy Show as Nebraska-Kansas week is continuing. The Huskers welcome in the Jayhawks, and one of the Jayhawks that we can actually root for, Tony, one of the Kearney High graduates, Micah Brown, a member of this football team.
Yeah, good to have Micah on with us right now. Micah, obviously people want to know about your experience at Kansas so far, and was it everything you expected?
You know what, it is everything and more than I've expected. When I first came to Kansas, I came here to do track, so I didn't have any idea that I needed to be playing football. And so for me to come in and get a little bit of playing time has just been the dream come true.
Micah, obviously one of the big moments came last year in the bowl game for you. You're mainly a special teams kid, and how has your development, I guess, come along? There's been so many more stories about what you're doing off the football field than what you're doing on, but are you satisfied with your role with the team?
You know, I think that as your career goes on, you kind of find out what your role is. And right now my role is to be a special teams guy, and I'm content with that. You know, you can still see improvement in those areas. You know, with a year of experience, I feel like I've seen a lot of looks that I didn't see last year, so I can go out and make more plays.
Mike, I think two of the kind of the faces of Kansas football are, of course, the head coach and then the quarterback, Todd Reesing. Can you talk about them and what they bring to the college football game? Of course, Coach Mangino, a lot of people have fun because he's kind of a short, stockier individual. I don't know if you've noticed that, but they have fun with that. But he is a face of the Kansas Jayhawks, and he's done some great things there.
Yeah, you know, Coach has he's really installed a tough mental edge to our team. He brings intensity to practice. We practice harder than most teams do because we go out and our pace is just unbelievable. I mean, we're getting, you know, 70 snaps in some practices, you know, for our defense. So we practice at a very high tempo. Todd is a really high energy guy. He goes out and he has a lot of swagger, and he plays his heart out. I mean, he goes out and he makes plays, and it's really great to have both those guys, and we're really lucky to have them.
Talking with former Kearney Bearcat and current Kansas Jayhawk, Micah Brown, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, Micah, I assume by now everybody has seen the baby Mangino picture.
Oh, yeah. My mom sent it to me, and I was laughing. I thought it was maybe one of my relatives or something. I was kind of confused at what it was at first, but yeah, it was great.
Is that something that you can use in your film career? Is that the creativity you're looking for?
I don't know about that, but it was definitely gave me a couple good laughs.
Micah, getting back to football here, we focus back on just all the bad things that happened in Lincoln last year, and about the worst was the beatdown that Kansas put on Nebraska. How does Kansas view that? Was that something that you guys talk about, or was that just another week at the office?
You know, that was, anytime you play Nebraska, it's an important game, but it wasn't like we had any grudges or anything like that against Nebraska. We don't really have bad feelings towards them. That was just another game for us. And, you know, last year's last year, and we're just looking forward to playing them this year.
Mike, of the special teams is where you made an impact kind of throughout your career as a Kansas Jayhawk. How much emphasis is put on special teams? Some coaches probably emphasize it more than others.
Yeah, we actually put a lot of emphasis on it. We practice probably 20 minutes, you know, practice just on special teams. And 20 minutes, when I say 20 minutes, I mean just two units. We don't practice all four. So we put a lot of emphasis on it because it does change games.
Micah Brown joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, member of the Kansas Jayhawks from Kearney. And, Micah, as you guys continue on with trying to get some goals assessed here, you still kind of control your own destiny as far as the North goes. What's the talk about what you guys can still accomplish with the remaining schedule?
You know, obviously we have to go out and we have to win. That's the main thing, is we have to go out and win games. You know, we do control our own destiny, and you know, it's going to be a tough game up in Lincoln. It's going to be a tough game versus Texas, and Missouri is always a tough game for us. So we just got to take care of business, and, you know, things will fall out.
Micah, talk about the game with Oklahoma. It came down to just a couple possessions that could have really changed the outcome. I think a lot of people look at the Oklahoma game last week with Nebraska, and they're kind of comparing those two, saying, well, Kansas might just take it to us like last year.
You know, Oklahoma was a great team. They had a lot of big, strong athletes out there, and so that was I don't know that you can really compare Nebraska versus Oklahoma or KU versus Oklahoma, because, I mean, teams show up in different ways, different weeks. But when we played them, that was unbelievable. I don't think that should be a telling of, you know, how Nebraska is or how we are, because every week is a new week.
That's for sure, because I suppose then we could also bring up the Texas Tech game, right?
Yeah, definitely. That was a painful game, I'm not going to lie.
Hey, Micah, as we do so many times with collegiate athletes or athletes from outside, once they get outside the area, what's been the highlight to your football career? I suppose the bowl game last year has to be right there, but what's been the best part about being a college football player at Kansas?
You know, I think the best thing is just the lessons that I've learned. You know, and I know that sounds really cliche, but just the fact that I've learned what it means to persevere and go through some really tough times. I mean, I came in as a walk-on, and when you're a walk-on, you're really at the bottom of the pack. And, you know, the track was a lot more natural sport for me, and I decided to play football just because I wanted to know what it was like to struggle and overcome those obstacles. And so I think that's the most valuable lesson I've learned. I think that for me, is something I'm going to take away more than any big plays that I've made here.
Mike, I guess another question we like to ask people is, when you get to travel around all the Big 12 stadiums or maybe stadiums in your non-conference, what are your favorite atmospheres in college football that you've been able to be a part of?
Well, obviously my favorite is Lincoln. Memorial Stadium is unbelievable. Another great one was Texas A&M. I thought that was a great environment. You know, last year when we played at Arrowhead, that was even pretty cool, you know, versus Missouri. That was a great environment. I mean, lots of people, it's really cool to see all the new facilities that people have and just kind of size them up to what ours are and stuff like that.
Micah Brown joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Micah, of course, a lot of people in Kearney are familiar with your story, but maybe not outside of the area. Your sister Ashley was there on the track team, and this is the first year that you guys haven't been in college at the same time. Is that different for you?
Yeah, it's really strange because we actually both turned 23 on October 23rd, and so we spent our first birthday ever apart from each other, which was pretty strange. But, you know, we keep in contact really well, and she's in St. Louis, so she's gotten to come down to a couple games, and we're still really close, obviously, so that's good.
Of course, your dad being the Husker, how did this all play out when it comes to Nebraska-Kansas week?
You know, my dad, he's loyal to people and not really institutions, so right now he's going to be wearing blue at the game. He cheers for me, not that he doesn't cheer for Nebraska. He wants them to do well, but, you know, I'm his son and I'm on Kansas Jayhawks, so he's going to definitely be cheering for me. When I'm gone, he'll be back wearing red.
And Mike, as we touched on a couple times already in the interview, your major is film directing and screenwriting, and a lot of people are going to be hearing more about you. I think the Kearney Hub is going to reprint the Big12Sports.com article later on in the week. There was a nice article earlier in the season on you there. Things have really taken off for you. Let the folks know what you've been into. You've picked up some awards. Take us by what's going off the field with your film and screenwriting career.
You know, I've had an opportunity to do some short films that I've been working on in the spring because I don't really have time any other time than spring ball. So balancing spring ball and filmmaking is pretty tough. But a couple years ago, I did a short film that was nominated for 5 awards here in the film school, and it won 3 of them, Best Director, Best Picture, and Best Image Capture, which is like cinematography. I just wrapped up another one. A lot of these shorts are for resume purposes, just so that people can see what you can do instead of just reading on a piece of paper with you taking your word for it. Another thing I've been doing is working for the Rock Chalk Video up here, doing some video stuff. I did a video that talks about how Kansas athletes are involved in the community, and that's featured on the KU website. And so, yeah, it's been great.
A lot, you know, a lot going on for Micah Brown away from the football field as well. And Micah, you're not going to play your senior year, is that correct?
Well, actually, this is my senior year because I did track my freshman year, and then I had 4 years of football. And so this is I'm a fifth-year senior this year.
Well, so when you're getting ready for this film career, are we looking at major motion pictures? Are we looking at sports documentaries? What do you want to do? What's the big picture for you?
The ultimate goal for me is to make feature films, but I'm not naive in thinking that I'm going to go out right out of college and get that opportunity. So I want to do advertising. I want to do commercials, you know, any kind of thing that's video related that helps you kind of understand the art. And I want to be ready for the responsibility when I get it. And I think that football has taught me that patience, you know, can lead to excellence. And I want to be ready for that opportunity when it comes.
Now, of course, before you make it big, that's probably Daddy and I's only opportunity to be in any of these films. Can we sign some kind of low-budget contract here with you?
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. You guys can be extras or something. Unless you can act, then I'll throw you in there somewhere.
Oh, Daddy's an actor, my friend.
He's a true character, huh?
Well, I think anybody that knows the Daddy knows he's a true character. Hey, Micah, we'll let you get back to preparation there at the university, and Tony, last thought.
Well, I'm just figuring out that Mike has accomplished quite a bit more at college than I ever did. I think on and off the field. Good for you, Micah. Congratulations on all the awards and on a great career at Kansas.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Micah Brown joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as Kansas comes to Nebraska to play the Huskers in Lincoln, 1:30 this Saturday. Kearney High graduate. What do you think? Mike and Mike are on a soap opera. I think we got a shot here.
Rock Hooper.
What could you be? It'd be hard for you to be undercover.
Yeah.
It'd be a big cover.
I don't know. I could be like Norm. Norm I'd fit in. I don't know.
Cheers. There you go. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you are about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
Stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events? Salon Pause can help. Salon Pause. They're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back. Just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with Salon Pause, available at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Pause. Be more active.
In 15 minutes, you could spend a fortune at the gas pump. You could make yourself sick on beef jerky. You could probably adopt way too many cats. Or, in 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to GEICO. There are plenty of ways to save. Discounts for being a good driver, multi-car discounts. You could save 15% or more. But if you enjoy spending your 15 minutes with way too many cats, by all means, who might they judge?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you visit the Chicken Coop on a regular basis, you know true happiness. But if you've never been inside the Chicken Coop, you're missing out big time. The Chicken Coop is a first-class sports bar with TVs everywhere you look. There's no bad seat in the house, along with your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. The Chicken Coop is also a family-friendly eatery that sports a varied menu featuring pizza, steaks, wings, and lots of appetizers. Find out for yourself why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Here's a story big business didn't want you to know. It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Manufacturers love it. When truck stops, sell it for $1,299 or more. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less and, you don't want to know what might happen. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. See Rich & Sons soon for the ViewCube. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Rich & Sons ad to see the ViewCube. At $699, they won't last long.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies develop across the area today with a chance of some scattered showers developing as well. High temperatures will stay up around 64 with winds turning to the west later today at 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see some showers possible with a low at 36. From the Weather and Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
It's new day, people. It's a new day. The Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you ever miss anything on the show, go check it out on the Doug and Danny podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Of course, Micah Brown today, Bob Jensen with high school playoff talk. And also, while you're on the webpage at ESPNSuperstation.com, vote on the Doug and Danny poll question. How many games do you think the Huskers will win the rest of the season? Something tells me H-Man's been on there because it's pretty close that there's a lot of people picking we will win zero more games.
That's not going to happen.
No.
You know, Doug, but we're talking November. You're talking it's not too late to landscape people. And Matt and the gang want you to know that. They want to tell you that Curbit is a continuous and free-flowing landscape edging, allowing smooth, graceful curves, straight straightaways, and round circles that add beauty and value to your home. It is low maintenance, adds definition, and is guaranteed for a full 5 years. Obviously, they've got the stamp curbing. They've got lighted curbing. They've got border application. They want to make your yard a showplace. They're bringing life to landscapes. Call Matt and the gang today, 308-237-4805. Free estimates. Matt will come out and talk to you. Or check them out on the net, curbit.net.
Lee Corso or Dick Vitale?
Corso.
Okay. They're showing Corso right now. Did you see the end of game day last Saturday when he put the Texas Tech head on and shot the guns? Oh, my God. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. Herb Street, I think, really fears for his life from time to time on that. Hey, district volleyball finals. And, again, personal bias. Get it together, NSAA. You got some teams playing their district finals Thursday, some playing Friday, some sub-districts are still going on. Let's get something uniform. All of C plays one night, all of D plays one night, just whatever. All of A plays, all of B plays. They're finishing up at all different times. But here's what we've got. These games are on Thursday, tomorrow night. We will be covering the Pleasanton Clay Center game on Power 99 FM. That is a sub-district final. The winner's probably going to have to go play Fall City somewhere on Friday. Come right back, play Friday, and we have no idea where that's going to be. They have to play tomorrow night, and between tomorrow night and Friday, they have to find a school and let all the fans know that that's where they're going to go. Plus, whatever school has to go, okay, tonight we'll open our doors. So that's tomorrow night. Now, these are district finals tomorrow night in Class D. Deschler and Pawnee City are going to play at Tri-County High School. Exeter Milligan and Giltner are going to play at York High School. These are all at 7 o'clock. Other games, Silver Lake will play Sandhills Thedford at Gothenburg at 7 o'clock. In D2, there's really no one right from the backyard here. Greeley, Walbach, Loup County, they're going to play at North Loup Scotia, but everybody else pretty far outside the listening area. Now, these Class C finals will be played on Friday. In C1, Grand Island Central Catholic and St. Paul, the top two teams in the wild card, they're both going to state. They will play at Grand Island Senior High. Kearney Catholic and Gordon Rushville are going to play, but we don't have a sight on that. Gordon Rushville doesn't want to play at Ogallala. They don't want to play at Sutherland. Gordon Rushville and Kearney Catholic have kind of been playing a few times there, and Kearney Catholic keeps winning. So they have yet to come to a sight on that yet. That might be, Athletic Director Rick Petrie told me, in Ainsworth.
Which is lovely this time of year.
Well, I mean, Kearney Catholic fans just like to get on the interstate. It doesn't matter how far west they go. They just want to get on the interstate and go to North Platte, Sutherland, Ogallala. For Gordon Rushville, it's the same.
Perhaps Hershey.
No matter what. In C2 action, Superior and Ravenna will play at Adams Central High School at 7. And that's it. That is all we have for the matchups. A few more are finishing up tomorrow night. But today, Class A and the A7 going on at UNK starts with Grand Island Norfolk, followed by Kearney and North Platte. The finals are tonight. Tomorrow night, you can hear more from the Class B5 district at Kearney High on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Football all over the place today. Again, here on ESPN 1460, Elm Creek, Creighton, KHAS 1230. It'll be St. Cecilia and Broken Bow. The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Clearwater Orchard plays Franklin, and Blue Hill plays Cambridge. And on Power 99 FM, Axtell takes on Newman Grove, and Kearney Catholic takes on Ravenna. We want to thank Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep for joining us again today on the Doug and Danny Show, and former Kearney Bearcat and current Kansas Jayhawk, Micah Brown. Tomorrow on the show, among our guests, UNK coach on the cross-country side, Brady Bonzel.
Hey, look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We'll recap all the playoff football as well. And the NFL power rankings as well. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio, Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550, our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!